Knock, knock. Hello there. Please meet your inner critic. Do you have an inner critic? Or as I call her, an inner mean girl. You know what I mean. It's that harsh voice in your head that reminds you of your inadequacies, mistakes, and failures. It's that voice that unfairly causes you to doubt yourself and question your self-worth, your abilities. And I'm sure you know what I mean, as it's typically that same voice that often begins nagging away at you without the need for an invitation, such as, don't bother trying because you'll fail. You'll never be good enough. Just forget it. You'll never amount to anything. Yep, I'm sure you recognize the voice I'm talking about. And it's the one that just can't shut up. It has its own, it has to state its opinion when you're facing a challenge or about to do something different. Yes, that voice that continues to bombard you with the worst insults you can imagine. And again, that's your inner critic. Now, you might be wondering who on earth invited her into your business. Well, let's just say that invites aren't necessary because the inner mean girl is a part of you. The positive things to take away is that she's the protective part of you. In fact, she's more like your guardian angel standing over you, protecting you from pain or anything bad. That pain can come in many forms, including getting hurt, failing miserably at something, making a terrible mistake, experiencing disappointment. All of these things lead to some kind of pain, and your inner critic's purpose in a mean girl is to protect you from experiencing that pain. In fact, her or his main objective in life is to keep you feeling comfortable for as long as possible. Now, yeah, I do realize you have all these goals that you'd like to achieve. However, these goals can also exist outside of your comfort zone. And that's, of course, where uncertainty also exists. And this doesn't sit well with your inner mean girl, your inner critic. She doesn't appreciate when things are somewhat uncertain. In fact, your inner critic wants to avoid uncertainty at all cost. As such, she'll fill your mind up with all the doubts in order to deter you from experiencing potential pain if things should go wrong. And this can also be a positive because every time your inner critic reminds you of your limitations, it helps you see your potential challenges in advance that you may not have considered. And as such, you are now in a prime position to prepare yourself for what's to come next. So when your inner mean girl comes knocking at your door, consider these strategies to keep her in check. One, develop an awareness of your thoughts. Know when she comes knocking. Two, don't overthink it. Three, ask yourself what advice you'd give to a friend if she was thinking the same thoughts. Four, examine the evidence. Is what she's saying real? Five, replace overly critical thoughts with more accurate statements. Let me know how you tame your inner mean girl.